When I was about 5 years old, I was chased by a very large dog. It's okay, you can laugh at my trauma, that's fine. We're at a friend's house of my parents, and they had this large, scary dog who moved close to me, and I started to run, which was an invitation for it to play, and started chasing me. And I still recall running around that house, jumping and dodging around furniture while it chased me. And I continued to have that fear of dogs and really all animals until I got married. No, it's not what you think. It's because I went to my future wife's house, I rang the doorbell, and I heard this terrible barking. They had this gigantic dog. You're thinking of Clifford, like twice the size of Clifford, only blonde and much more fearsome. And this dog was a temporary dog. They had a dog previously who passed away, and they have a different dog now. But for that period, they had this very scary dog, and it almost scared the shidduch. I almost ran the other way. It was very, very scary. I remember when I went for Shabbos, the first time, they had to keep the dog locked up because I was so terrified of the dog. And when it was locked up, it didn't bother me so much. In the end, they chose me over the dog, and I had a happy ending, and they got a much smaller dog, and things worked out. But that actually, believe it or not, is connected to this week's parsha, the mitzvah of Makeh. Mitzvah of Makeh, in this week's parsha, the Sefer HaChinuch in 546 and 547, quotes from the Sifrei, following the Rambam also, who counts two different mitzvahs over here, a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. In the same pasuk, says, V'yasisa makeh l'gagecha, make a guardrail around your roof, v'lo sasim damim b'beisecha, and do not put blood danger in your homes. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch following the Rambam and the Sifrei counts as a formal mitzvah saseh to have a makeh. And for that reason, like the Rambam holds, you make a bracha when putting up a makeh. For those who argue and hold only a lo saseh, it's one big lo saseh, make a guardrail because the prohibition is against having a dangerous situation. We don't make a bracha on a lo saseh. We don't make a bracha on doing something to avoid a negative. That was the shir on Shabbos, matzah versus mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on removing something negative. But because Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam to count it also as a formal assay, we pass in halacha lemaisa, when a person puts up a makeh, they make a bracha, lasos makeh. Number two, on the negative side, don't put blood in your house. The Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Memalef learns out from here, a person shouldn't have a rabid dog in their home. A person shouldn't have a dangerous creature living in their home. That's considered to be having blood in the house, having a dangerous source of pain in one's possession. The Gemara in Ksubas is talking about a dog that has a history of biting people, which this dog did, a history of hurting people, which this dog did. In the end, they sent the dog to a farm. I'm sure he's a wonderful farmer now, whatever the dog is up to, I'm sure it's fantastic. But this dog really had a history of hurting people. And that's what the Gemara in Ksubas is talking about. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, at the end of the 8th Perek, on Daf Pei Gimel, has a different din that in general, even dogs that don't seem to be so vicious, you have to chain them up. The Gemara explains with a takana, after dogs were barking, and it scared Rachmana Litzlan, a pregnant woman, into losing her fetus, Chazal said dogs have to be chained up. If the issue is dogs barking that scare people, why would chaining it make a difference? When the dog is chained up to a fence, the dog can still bark. So the Sma, the main commentary on Shulchan Aruch Chosh and Mishpat, where this is codified lahalacha in Siman Tuf Tes, the Sma explains that when the dog is chained up, the person passing by doesn't really have a fear that the dog is going to get them. Even if the barking is going on and it's very bothersome, but if the dog is chained up, then it's not something they can actually imagine happening to them, and that calms them down. And that's enough of an alleviation of that fear, and therefore it's no longer considered to be a danger. And that was the idea. When they put the dog in a leash, put the dog chained up in my in-law's house, that was enough to make me comfortable enough to stay long enough to have the dog leave eventually. Now this idea that when the dog is chained up, not only does it alleviate the concern of a person being bitten, it even solves the concern of being scared by the bark, actually has a very important Musar Haskalah as well. But the Raz was very fond of this idea. Pasuk in Amos says, Aryeh Sha'ag mi lo yira. When a lion roars, who doesn't tremble in fear? So too, the words of the Navi, words of Hashem, should get us to tremble in fear. And the Sfarim writes, the Shla writes this way, that Aryeh is an acronym for Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. When the days of awe come, Aryeh Sha'ag, when the days of awe roar, who doesn't tremble in fear? During this time of year, we're all shaken to do tshuva, we hear the shofar, we all want to do better. The problem is, it's not true. We hear the shofar, we approach this time of year, and we don't necessarily always feel that anxiety. So why is that? In the Sefer Elohe Moadai, he says, imagine yourself walking down the street and you see a lion walking down Hempstead Avenue. You'd be terrified. You'd run. The lion roars. The lion walks around unchained. You run away. And yet, it's a common occurrence. People go to the zoo and the main attraction is the lion. Why aren't people scared of the lion in the zoo? You see it in the street, you run the other way. But in the zoo, everyone runs to the lion exhibit first. When the lion is locked up in a cage, there's a mechitza between you and the dog, in this case, the lion, then you don't feel that sense of fear. Like the Sma said, when it's chained up, even its bark, even its roar doesn't frighten you. So when you go to the zoo, you're not scared, but you see it walking down unchained, unfettered, on Hempstead Avenue, it terrifies you. Aryesha ag milo yira, when Elul comes, if you really feel that coming toward us, we shake and we do tshuva. But if we feel a mechitza between us and Elul, we feel it's not really here, it doesn't really affect me, I have other things going on. If we had that proverbial mechitza between us and the days of awe, then it can roar and it can be as scary and terrifying as possible. But if we don't feel that it really has the chance to affect us, then it's not going to affect us. It's not magical. And perhaps the avoda this time of year, when it comes to dogs, is to chain them up. That's the mitzvah of 547. When it comes to the avoda of Elul, this time of year, the avoda is to break down those mechitzos, to have the shofar actually affect us, to annihilate the separation that stops the Aryeh from roaring and letting us feel the actual avodah of Elul, and Mirtz Hashem, this will be a season of actual teshuvah.